This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As gardeners consider their seed selections for the coming growing season, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says they might be able to save some money by using seed bought in previous years. However, he says that seed must still be viable.
Ward, I would imagine that the garden seed catalogs have probably already arrived in people's mailboxes and they're starting to kind of look through those, and it's a good time to do that, actually.
Actually, we've received several of the garden catalogs already. There's going to be more coming, of course, but it's surprising. It seems like they come earlier every year.
And I guess the thing we're thinking about now is how much seed do I maybe have from the previous growing season?
That's right. Some people don't realize you can keep seed from one year to the next. And for most of our garden seeds, they'll last about 3 years if a storage situation is cool, dark, dry, and you know you can have enough area that you can store them that way.
So that's really the key, though, is making sure that they have been stored properly?
That's it. And there are some exceptions to that rule. For example, members of the carrot family, such as carrots, parsnips, and parsley, they're usually only good for 1 to 2 years, and so you have to watch them a little bit closer.
So in terms of viability, is there any difference?
Yeah, there's some difference. And so if you're unsure of the viability, for example, if it's getting where you consider it may be too old, you can actually do a test to see what your germination percentage is. And relatively simple, just put a paper towel that's been moistened and put 10 seeds on it, and then cover it with another moist paper towel. Then put that in a plastic bag, just leave it cracked open so it can get a little bit of air movement, and then put it in a warm place. A lot of people just put it on top of the fridge.
So no soil needed for this. This is just simply a wet paper towel.
That's it. All you're doing is seeing if that seed will germinate. So once you set it up there, leave it for a week, and then take out any germinated seed to keep track of how many did actually sprout. And then leave it for another week, do the same thing, and then that will give you the percent germination. So once you have that, you can decide whether it's able to keep or whether it's better just to replace that seed. If it's a little bit low, you can just sow a little bit more heavily and that'll take care of the problem.
So if you're starting with 10, how many do you need for it to be viable?
I would like to have 80%, but you can go a little bit lower than that and just seed a little bit heavier and that'll take care of it.
So this is a fairly easy process and doesn't take a lot of time.
It doesn't. And so that's an easy way. You're assuming you have enough seed to make it worthwhile. But if you've ordered a lot of seed and then you just want to check germination, that's one of the ways you can do it. There are other things you can do as well, though. If you look at packets, a lot of them nowadays, there may be 20 seeds per packet. And so if you have friends or neighbors or a garden club, you can actually put together a larger order and then split it once you get the seed in. And that will reduce the price per seed by quite a bit.
I guess the other thing is making sure that you're getting those seeds ordered early.
That's right. You want to make sure that they haven't run out of the varieties that you want. Other thing to do is when you get in those packets, put the date on it or put the year on it so you know how old that seed is, because it's easy to get them all mixed up. Sometimes seed packets will have the date that they were packaged, but sometimes they don't. So it's a good idea to put the date that they were received so you have an idea of actually when you got those in.
How early do you suggest people order then?
I would order as soon as you can. And so it depends on when those catalogs come in or whether you're able to order online earlier. I usually order in probably the first half of January is when I get mine done.
And if somebody is wanting to try something new, can they do some research and find out whether or not that's really going to work in Kansas?
Yeah, we have suggestive varieties, but also talk to neighbors and talk to garden center personnel. They'll usually have a good idea of what has worked for them. And so that's a good way to start, but don't be afraid to try some new things that have caught your eye. Just don't put everything in new. Put in something that you know is tried and true as well as something that's new.
We typically have our favorites, and those are probably the go-to to begin with.
Yes, and some of those varieties are really old. For example, Jetstar Tomatoes has been around for years and years and years, and it's still a very good variety.
Good opportunity to check what you have, but then also be thinking ahead for new seed.
That's right. And so that's a good thing to do this time of year when there's not much else you can do as far as gardening is concerned.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham, with information on using old garden seed and buying new seed. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.